It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable and inerrant teachings of the infallible preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salue. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for meeting with us this morning on Tabernacle Time. What a blessing it is for us, and as always, a great privilege to be with you by means of radio and share with you the wonderful account of love, the love of God, who loved you and me so much that he sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to buy salvation for us through the shedding of his precious blood on the old rugged cross. Today, we're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter number 6. That's Hebrews chapter number 6. But before we get into God's Word, let's listen to a song by the pastor Ray McCormick family. The name of this first song is titled, Nothing But the Blood.
You may have sacrificed for a noble cause, spent your time in seeking humanity's applause. Others have made long journeys to strange and distant lands while searching for the answers in the heart of man. I too have tried in vain to be good enough for him, not knowing I could never make the payment for my sin. But God in heaven came to me, he used the Spirit's sword. He answered all my questions in his word. Nothing but the blood for me to take away my sin. I knew beneath the fountain that cleanses deep within. Nothing but the blood for me, the past erasing flood of justice and mercy, found in nothing but the blood.
Heart is yielded to his will, my soul has found its wings, my mind is drinking in the peace that knowing Jesus brings. Still many grope in emptiness, a place I lived so long. If only they could sing with me this song. Nothing but the blood for me to take away sin. I knew beneath the fountain that cleanses deep within. Nothing but the blood for me, the past erasing flood of justice and mercy, found in nothing but the blood.
What can wash away my sin?
Would you be free from your burden of
nothing
sin?
But the blood,
with nothing but the blood for me to take away my sin. I kneel beneath the fountain that cleanses deep within. Nothing but the blood for me, the past erasing flood
of justice and mercy, found in nothing but the blood, nothing but the blood,
nothing but the blood.
Nothing but the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus put it this way in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. We find in Ephesians 2:13 that Paul said to the church of Ephesus, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. It is only by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that we have salvation. Listen to what it says in Titus 3:5. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. What is the renewing of the Holy Ghost based on, the washing and regeneration? It's based on the blood of Jesus Christ. This is what 1 John 1:7 says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. My friend, if you're trying to get to heaven by church membership or baptism or keeping of the Ten Commandments, please know that the only way that you can have salvation is by accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And my friend, if you do not have the gift of salvation and you would like to have someone share with you what the Bible has to say about how you can receive this free gift that God has given to you through the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, please call me. I would count it an honor to be able to share with you what God's Word says about salvation and to help you see through God's Word how you can receive this free gift of salvation that God has given to you through the Lord Jesus Christ. Please be with us in the services today at Tabernacle Baptist Church. We're located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services start this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock. And our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. And unless you're providentially hindered where you can't come until Wednesday night, please be with us in the services this morning, starting with Sunday school at 9:45. We also have a website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. All one word, and Mebane is spelled M-E-B-A-N-E, mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. There you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you'll also find written material that will share with you how you can receive this gift of salvation that Jesus has offered through his shed blood, and how you can start living for the Lord after you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We also have a YouTube channel. If you'll go to YouTube and type in the words Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist, this will pull up all the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church and will give you a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we get into God's Word, we're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 6. Let's listen to another song by the Pastor Ray McCormick family. The name of this second song that they're going to sing for us is titled Much More.
Because of one man's sin, many had to die. We were enemies with God, our need to be reconciled. In the midst of our sin, the payment he bore. And though our debt was great, Jesus Christ was much more. And
friends. He is much more than all the sin that we could face. He is much more because of His amazing grace. And when we feel defeated, then victory's at the door. Jesus Christ is Lord, and He's much more.
If a dad knows how to give to the one that he loves, if God knows how to feed the ravens and the doves, if the grass of the field is beautifully adorned, then to whom He calls His own, our precious Lord is much more.
And He is much more than all the sin that we could face. He is much more because of His amazing grace. And when we feel defeated, then victory's at the door. Jesus Christ is Lord.
But where sin did abound in the midst of this wicked world, by faith I can rest that the grace of God is much more.
And He is much more than all the sin that we could face. He is much more because of His amazing grace. And when we feel defeated, then victory's at the door. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord.
And He's much more. Much more.
Here's the way that Paul said this in Romans chapter number 5, starting with verse number 10. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. Paul ends the chapter like this. Verse number 19 of Romans chapter 5 says, For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered, that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound, that as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus Christ is much more. His salvation not only saves us, His salvation keeps us. Jesus is much more. One more song by the Pastor Ray McCormick family. This last song is titled Grace.
Lord, as I seek Your guidance for the day, I find my thoughts unyielding, confusion crowds my way.
But then when I bow to You, the challenges You guide me through, Your promises are ever new. I claim them for today.
Your will cannot lead me where Your grace will not keep me. Your hands will protect me. I rest in Your care. Your eyes will watch over me, Your love will forgive me, and when I am faltering, I still will find You there.
Each each new day's design is charted by your hand and graciously revealed as I seek your master plan.
Keep my footsteps faithful when from you I go.
Return me to the joy that your blessings can bestow. Your will cannot lead me where your grace will not keep me. Your hands will protect me. I rest in your care. Your eyes will watch over me, your love will forgive me, and when I am faltering, I still will find you there.
Your eyes will watch over me, your love will forgive me, and when I am faltering, I still will find you there.
The grace of God for the lost is found in Ephesians 2:8 and 9. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. The grace of God is found for the Christian, as Jesus spoke to Paul in 2 Corinthians 12, verse number 9. My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. My friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Savior, He has saving grace for you, a gift offered to you through salvation that His grace and the blood of the cross brought to you. If you are saved, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ continues to be sufficient for all that you need. As Jesus said, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." God has given us everything we need to get saved, but God has given everything for us to be what we ought to be after we're saved. This brings us to Hebrews chapter number 6. Starting at the end of chapter number 5, we find the writer of Hebrews speaking about those that were babes in Christ and how they needed to grow up. They needed to be strong in the Lord. Chapter number 6. Here's what the writer said. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works, and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptism, and of laying on of hands, and of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. And this will we do, if God permit. Once you accept Christ as Savior, don't stay at the door of salvation. Once you accept Jesus as your Savior, your sins are taken away. Your soul is sealed by the Holy Spirit. You have the indwelling Holy Spirit. Your destiny of going to heaven is assured. What you need to do is move on to grow in the Lord. He says in verse number 4, "For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they should fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame." This is not talking about losing salvation. This is talking about leaving the will of God and following after the flesh and hurting your testimony and thinking that you can go back in to serving the Lord without any damage done to your testimony. We not only have the description in the last part of chapter number 5 to clarify that we're not talking about losing salvation, but we also have in chapter number 6, starting with verse number 7, a picture of what the writer of Hebrews is talking about when he says, "For the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh oft upon it, and bringeth forth herbs meet for them by whom it is dressed, receiveth blessing from God. But that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected, and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned." Here's a picture that we have of the Christian life. Your life is as a field, and God gives you the spiritual rain that you need to grow what you need on that plot of land that's called your testimony. You can either grow herbs that are meat for the use of others and have the blessing of God, or you can live for yourself and have thorns and briars and face the judgment of God at the judgment seat of Christ. Now, the judgment seat of Christ is not for the lost. The lost will have to stand before the great white throne judgment seat. The judgment seat of Christ is for Christians, and it is to judge their works for the Lord. Our salvation has been taken care of if we've received Jesus Christ as our Savior. But the works that we do after salvation are what we find pictured in verse number 7 for that person who was once enlightened and tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come. This, in verse number 7, is a picture of a Christian in God's will. In verse number 8, we find that this plot of ground is a picture of a Christian who has lived for themselves and not planted the things which would benefit others. The herbs mentioned in verse number 7, meet for them by whom it is dressed. When we live for the Lord, we will produce fruit in our lives that will benefit us, but it will also benefit those who are around us, those who need to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. But if we live for ourselves, there's briars and thorns. They're rejected. They're nigh unto cursing. And the works of selfishness that we see here in verse number 8 of chapter number 6 is described for us in 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. Listen to what it says in 1 Corinthians chapter number 3, starting with verse number 11. I hope you know this verse. "For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is." No, it doesn't try the soul. The soul has been saved. At the judgment seat of Christ, we will have our works tried. The works of gold, silver, precious stones, that's what we do for the Lord. The works of wood, hay, and stubble, that's the works we do for us. Verse number 14, "If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. But if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire." The fire does not judge our salvation, for that fire, that judgment was taken on the old rugged cross. Jesus took all of our penalty for sin. So when we receive him as Savior, we don't answer for salvation at this judgment. We do answer for the works that we do, the gold, silver, precious stones, the things that we do for God, the wood, hay, and stubble, the things that we do for ourselves. And if our life after salvation has been spent by living for ourselves, then the fire of the judgment seat of Christ will turn those things into ashes, and we'll still be saved, but we'll have nothing to lay at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ, no reward, because in the wood, hay, and stubble of our lives, we have not been faithful to him. So when we get back to verse number 8 of Hebrews chapter 6, we see whose end is to be burned, That's the works. That's the fruit. If we don't have the good fruit, the herbs that are a blessing to us as we live for the Lord, and a blessing to others so that we can share from the Lord, what we have is the briars and thorns of our own will, and they will be burned and turned to ashes, unusable by us for the Lord, unusable to help others. Verse number 9, but beloved, we are persuaded better things of you, and things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak. Notice here, this is a third indication that he's not talking about salvation, because of the description he gives at the end of chapter number 5, because of the picture he gives in Hebrews 6, verses 7 and 8. And then verse number 9, he said, beloved, having fruit and living for the Lord and growing in grace and not turning back to your old ways, not turning back to your selfish lifestyle, but being consistent with living for the Lord, he says, beloved, we are persuaded better things of you and things that accompany salvation. He's not talking about salvation. He's talking about those things that accompany salvation. You can be disobedient to the Lord and not have rewards, but still be saved, yet so as by fire. But God doesn't want this for you. God desires better things to accompany your salvation. The gold and silver and precious stones of living a life for Christ. The herbs of your field that not only benefit you, but that you can use to benefit others to lead them to the Lord. God wants you to have the better things that accompany salvation. Jesus is better than Moses. Jesus is better than the angels. Jesus has a better way for your life after you receive him as Savior if you'll live for him in a way that's pleasing to him. Now, my friend, if you already know Jesus as your Savior, please remember that even though your life now is sealed by the Holy Spirit as far as your salvation is concerned, you still need to live for the Lord so that you can minister to others and have a testimony, having a good field of herbs, not only to bless you in obedience, but to bless others to help them to get right. Don't end up with the ashes of disobedience. End up with the pure things of the Lord so that you can have a reward to lay at the feet of Jesus. And my friend, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, please remember that salvation is a gift offered to you by God through Jesus Christ and his shed blood. He offers this gift of salvation if you will confess that you're a sinner, and then repent of your sins and ask Jesus to be your Savior. Receive this gift of salvation today and know the wonder of having your sins forgiven. Know the wonder of having the love of God through the Lord Jesus Christ, who wants to save you from your sin. And my friend, if I can help you, please call me and join us next week as we tabernacle around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday School, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words. It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time.